yesterday. This consultation concluded in February of 2024, when the Conservatives were in power. In fact, the Conservative government was a statutory consultee to these changes. And when this was raised, these blanket approaches, you say, there were no concerns expressed.
No, that's not correct, Emma. Let me explain what happened.
That's from the Sentencing Council.
Well, they're wrong. Let me explain what happened.
Why would they lie?
In the Sentencing Council, which is independent, as you say, was a creation of the last Labour government, they chose to investigate this issue. There was no direction or requirement by the last Conservative government. A draft was published, which was very different to this one. That draft said that a judge may commission a pre-sentencing report, not required to produce one. What has now been published is, as I say, significantly different and goes much further. It requires the judge to do so. And even when the lesser version of this was published, the then Conservative Lord Chancellor, Alex Chalk, said it was ridiculous and patronising. So he did deprecate that
approach. OK, but when you say uncovered,
the Sentencing Council have chosen to go on much further.
It's slightly misleading to the public, which is why I want to pick up on it.
If I may raise this in the House of Commons yesterday, the Justice Secretary, who is responsible for this system,
just as yours was for 14 years,
did not appear to know anything about it. I watched her look to her ministerial team. Blank looks followed.
That's your
perception.
So
we were the first people to raise this issue.
That is your perception. A two-tier system of justice already exists. We have an email from one of our listeners this morning who is a sitting magistrate. She says, to say that straight white men will be discriminated against because of the guidelines is objectively false. That what you're saying is false, Robert Jenrick. They are I would really like to prioritise our listeners' experience. They are a magistrate. They are seeking to address the discrimination that is currently within the system. For every offence, we already receive guidance with regard to the disparity in the system. This hasn't had the effect on a two-tier system. These new guidelines will help redress the balance. Black and then now, just to add to that, from the Ministry of Justice, black and mixed ethnicity offenders have increased odds at the moment in this country of going to prison compared to a white offender. There is a two-tier system already.
Look, if you're asking me, is our criminal justice system institutionally racist? No, I don't believe it is. If you're asking me, should we try to use things like pre-sentencing reports to socially engineer our criminal justice system so there is a quality of outcome rather than a quality of treatment? No, I think that's wrong, and I think that's a dangerous approach. And if you're asking me, is there authoritative evidence that says that a black person or somebody who is a Hindu, a Muslim or a Jew who has committed exactly the same crime as, say, for example, somebody who is white or Christian, with all the same aggravating factors and all of the same pre-offences, would get a different outcome? No, I don't think there's authoritative, conclusive evidence of that.
The point
is
that
approached by the Sentencing Council is the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's very clear, but a sitting magistrate thinks both you and the Justice Secretary are wrong and that there is a concern here about wrongly stoking division. I have very little time left. Can I get an answer on this? Should the Justice Secretary be overruling the Sentencing Council? They cannot do that at the moment, but should they be able to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, frankly, she should have done that previously. She had a representative at the very meeting at which this was signed off. I've read the minutes of that meeting.
She can't do it right now. She doesn't have the power. So what are you proposing?
No objection was raised at the very meeting. Well, I think that she should overrule this. If we need to change the law, we should do so. There is a bill going through Parliament at the moment with respect to crime and the criminal justice system. That could be used as a vehicle. I don't, as a matter of principle, like the fact there are so many quangos and unaccountable institutions
in this country. Well, you had a long time in power, Robert Jenrick.
Outside of ministerial control.
You had a long time in power. And that's the amount of time I can give you this morning. Robert Jenrick, the Shadow Justice Secretary, thank you.
To the weather.